Thank you, President. Good morning, delegates. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's very reassuring to hear the presentations, both of the professor and of the panelist, which shows that we are very close in our understanding of what the problems are. I felt obliged to take the floor because the distinguished panelists kept referring to the European Commission, so I wanted to say something short about what we are up to now. We are, of course, in the preparation of a new commission, and therefore we cannot, I cannot say that everything will happen exactly as we are hoping internally. You never know when you have a new leadership, but we hope the priorities that we have concluded that we have to have, we can work with them in the future. We have just, and I want to highlight this, we have just in Europe updated our consumer law. We have a good body of consumer law, but we have now checked that it's fit for purpose in the digital world. And we have introduced very important rights for consumers, rights directly linked in all of Europe to unfair commercial practices. So from the advertising throughout the whole transactional period. We also see too that those who pay with their data and not money also have the same rights, which is very important in the world of digital, actually, where we pay with our data rather than with money. We also see too that consumers have rights against also the producer. And this is also an important learning lesson, as Mr. Billen said, it was a hard learning lesson, the Dieselgate, but we have learned. Because it's no point in chasing those who deliver the cars when the problem lies elsewhere. I think also it's clear that we will continue working on artificial intelligence in the European Union as elsewhere. It's very important. And I'm here also with my colleague Pinuccia Contino to represent the Commission, and Pinuccia is in charge of product safety. And there also artificial intelligence is important. What I would like to say is that after having pre-consulted member states, consumer associations, we see priorities in the future. Clearly, a top priority in Europe is sustainable consumption, but it is also digitalization and the new technologies. We will have to continue working on that. We have just taken a step in the right direction through the refit exercise. And as Mr. Stevens also referred to, enforcement. No rights are worth the paper they are written on unless they are enforced in practice. And we do also recognize that we live in a global world and we have to collaborate in every possible way. We are prepared to share our experience, knowledge, and our tools. The ODR platform, for instance, is one important tool that we are developing. We have, of course, our rapid alert system in the product safety area. And we will have also a European variety of collective redress, representative action, where both consumer associations or public authorities can take action for the collective of consumers. These are major steps forward in Europe. But I would also like to say we have learned from the complications of working together on enforcement that there are, as you displayed also on the picture, there are some fundamental issues that have to be solved. And we have just tried to tackle the problem of the differences in the levels of fines, so the powers of the different authorities. And this is one thing that is essential when you want to collaborate. So let's talk more, of course, in our side event about what is necessary to be able to have an efficient collaboration, one that really works in practice. But as I said, we are happy to share, and we have also, of course, ICEPEN, as was mentioned before. Thank you very much, and I'm really happy to be here with my colleague.